We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 12th chapter, beginning with verse 22. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to be anxious about our life, what we will eat, nor about our body, what we will put on. Therefore, Father, help us by the help, the wisdom, the guidance of your Holy Spirit to seek God's kingdom, and these things will be added unto you. The words of Jesus himself, "For your Father knows that you need them all." Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the Gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 12th chapter, with special attention to the following words of Jesus himself. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things shall be added unto you." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, are you anxious about your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, or even for that matter, what you shall wear, what would you say right now? Yes, are you anxious about your life? anxious that you feel like crying out in fear and desperation, just like the disciples did during that violent storm, teacher, don't you care if we perish? Or to complain and grumble like Mary and Martha did, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is not always, but sometimes. Unfortunately, whether you and I like it or not, because of our sinful nature, with all of our weaknesses, all of the doubts and questions we have about life, we have to admit and we have to confess to the Lord again this morning that sometimes we get so anxious, so worried about all these things, just like Jesus' disciples did and Mary and Martha did. This is especially true with the political crisis and unrest we are experiencing right now, not only in the United States of America, but throughout the world. The great concern about jobs and the economy. The great concern about illegal immigration and terrorism throughout the world. The great concern now with the unjustified killings and murders of police officers in our own nation. Whatever it is, brothers and sisters, these things are cause, yes, for a lot of worry and anxiety and fear. Unfortunately, we live in a very stressful society and a very dangerous world today. We're constantly on edge that we might even be tempted to shout out this morning saying, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Have you ever felt like saying that? I'm sure all of us have. Yes, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. As a matter of fact, this has become very evident during the last 12 months or so if you've been watching your television set, as the American people are literally angry and fed up with the establishment in Washington, D.C. In all of the recent polls, I have seen approximately 67% of the American people have made it very clear that they do not trust their government in Washington, D.C. And this has become very clear also as people throughout the nation have supported outsiders for the presidential nomination of these United States of America, candidates who have promised to look after their best interest as they represent them in government. Well, that was also true in the New Testament times. It wasn't different. People in the New Testament were also anxious and afraid about many things in life. People were also angry and fed up with the politics in Rome and in Jerusalem. They also did not trust being under the domination of Caesar in Rome with their high taxation and the rules and the regulations and the traditions of the religious leaders in Jerusalem. The people were also going through economic, social, political, and religious crisis and upheaval. As a matter of fact, this became very evident as they also began to look for an outsider. One who would change the hypocrisy and the corruption, both in Rome and in Jerusalem. And they did. They found him. An outsider, if you will. One who preached and taught about hope and peace and about a new kingdom. That was Jesus, an outsider. They finally saw in Jesus the answer to all of their worries and fears and anxiety in life. Jesus was really concerned about them. They were willing to listen to Jesus because he did not only speak with power and authority, but one who was really concerned about their needs with love and mercy and kindness and compassion. And they weren't used to hear that. One who reached out to them and healed them and fed them and took care of them and loved them and forgave them. And so they were willing to listen to what Jesus had to say to them. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. As a matter of fact, Jesus says similar words in the Gospel of Matthew. Consider the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. In other words, aren't you and I more valued than the ravens and the birds of the air? And the answer is yes, because Jesus asked them the question, are you not of more value than they? And the answer is yes, yes you are. Think about it. If God takes care of the ravens and the birds of the air, and He feeds them, isn't He going to take care of us and provide for our needs? Absolutely. But we got to believe it. We can't just say it and hear it. But we got to believe in the words of Jesus that He will provide for us no matter what our situation may be in life. And then Jesus says, look at the lilies. How they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all of his glory and majesty and splendor, was not arrayed like one of these. And then Jesus went on to say, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven in the fire, how much more will He clothe you, O you of little faith? Yes, O you of little faith. And then Jesus concluded saying, for all the nations of the world, seek after these things. And your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek His kingdom and these things shall be added to you. Yes, you and I are encouraged today to trust and have faith in Jesus because He will provide for us so that we don't have to worry about where we're going to eat or drink or where, because it will be provided for us. As a matter of fact, Jesus reminds us again in the Gospel of Matthew, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious by itself. Let each day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Remember reading that? Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Why do you worry then? Don't worry about tomorrow. Let God take care of it. We always have to remember that God isn't up there somewhere unconcerned about what happens to you and me down here. He's looking and He's watching. He sends His holy angels to protect us and to keep us from any kind of danger. He's protecting us and providing for us. And yet, what is our response to Jesus this morning? Think about it for just a moment. What is our response? Are you still worried, anxious about your life? Are you still anxious about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear? What does Jesus say? do not be anxious about your life. What you shall wear, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, your Father knows that you need them all. Seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things that we're worried and anxious and afraid about will be provided and given to us. We need to take time out from life, you know. We're so busy sometimes. And we really have to listen to what Jesus says. I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. And take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, we're encouraged to place all of our faith, all of our trust in Jesus, so that all these things will be given to us. And yet, if we have failed to trust more in Jesus, remember that God forgives us again of all of our sins as we repent. And as we turn to the cross of Jesus and trust completely in Him. Yes, at the end of the day, there is always the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we partake of the body and blood of Jesus, this is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. I'm always reminded of what Paul wrote in his letter to the Philippians, the fourth chapter. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Our focus is always on the cross of Jesus Christ. God has always provided for me and my family over these many years, and Ruth and I talk about it from time to time. God always provides when we least expect Him, and we thank God for His blessings. And I'm sure God has provided for you and brought you through some very difficult times in life, sometimes the loss of your job or a problem in your family, but God finally provided and brought you out and provided for your needs. God bless you in your walk, your faith in Jesus. May our prayer today be the words we sang today. What a friend we have in Jesus. And He's our friend, isn't He? Absolutely. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? You should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, don't be discouraged. When it happens to you, take it to the Lord in prayer. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we take everything to God in prayer. Amen.